There's a reunion for the ages this Sunday. Legendary Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady will be back in New England playing against his former team, the Patriots. Brady left the Patriots after 20 years and then promptly won a Super Bowl in February for the Bucs. Ouch. You can imagine how those always well-behaved and welcoming fans in New England are feeling about seeing Tom Brady again. WBUR's Chris Siderick joins us now. Chris, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tom Brady meant everything to the Patriots for two decades. Now he's playing against them inside his old stadium. You don't really need to follow football to recognize how dramatic this is for fans in New England.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like you said, folks will be on their best behavior. I expect Brady to receive a lot of love from the fans on Sunday night.
Well, here's what Brady said about his time with the Patriots in a press conference this week.
I have nothing but incredible thoughts, memories, emotions towards all the kind of football experiences I've had. And that's obviously one that was the longest. I still have a lot of great friends there, but they know I want to kick their butt this week. So they'll know exactly how I'm feeling once I'm out there.
Actually, Chris, Tom Brady sounds kind of sick right there. Is he ready for this game?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Can you imagine the stupefied look on 65,000 faces if he comes jogging out of that tunnel wearing sweatshirt and jeans on Sunday night? Look, there's no way he misses this game. I think if he had a broken leg, he'd slap some tape on it and hit that field. I got to say, my favorite theory on why his voice sounded like that is that he's so fired up, he spent the week screaming at his teammates to make sure they're as amped up for Sunday as he is. I have no doubts he'll be ready and all business come Sunday night.
So a big part of this story, and you tell me if it's legitimate or not, is the drama between Tom Brady and his former coach Bill Belichick. Promotional videos for the game are using Adele's song Hello to play up the tension. But is there actually a problem here between the two, and does it even really matter?
Yeah, there absolutely is, and I think that is one of the most interesting aspects going into the game on Sunday. It's pretty clear through reporting over the last couple of years that Brady decided to leave basically at least partially because of the tension between him and Belichick. You know, Belichick wanted to move on or trade Brady a few years ago, and I think Brady's carried a chip on his shoulder ever since. I had to laugh. Brady's dad was actually asked earlier this week whether Tom felt vindicated after he won that Super Bowl in Tampa that you mentioned. And he said, damn right he feels vindicated. So I think clearly it's still fresh and raw. And, you know, Brady, we know, felt more and more disrespected towards the end of his time here. I don't think he's over it. So I do think watching if and how those two react, Brady and Belichick, before the game, during any kind of tribute celebrations, during the game and after the game, will there be a handshake? Will there be a hug? I think that's all going to be really fascinating.
Well, maybe Tom Brady should feel vindicated. The man is 44 years old, for goodness sake. His football career is nearly over. Fans are paying, on average, $1,100 a ticket to see this game. What do you think they're going to see on Sunday?
Talk about ouch. I think they're going to see a pretty good game. I actually think Bill Belichick knows how to at least slow down. You can't stop Tom Brady, but I think he'll slow him down. I think it'll be closer than folks expect. But honestly, this is an historic game that's just as much about the pomp and circumstance as it is the football on the field. You know, not only is it Brady's return, as you said, probably the last chance for Patriots fans to see him, he's also almost definitely going to break the passing record during the game. There'll be a stoppage and a ceremony celebrating that in the middle of the game. And I think bottom line, you know, if you think about what Brady has meant to this team, as a guy who's drafted 199th, carried them from irrelevancy to the gold standard for greatness in all of sports, greatest dynasty ever. This is the epilogue to the greatest sports story ever written.
WBUR's Chris Siderick. I know what you'll be doing this Sunday. Hello and goodbye.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
It's here and now.